Oh, look, every day gets closer to harvest. It's more bankable, and I think one thing farmers and growers have become extremely good at is conserving moisture. So the fact that there's moisture through most of the state, it paints a pretty good picture for us, although there is a few small areas across the state that are probably a little bit too wet, but it's, I guess, a good problem to have at this time of the year.
A few farmers that I've been speaking with over the weeks, and they're not prepared to come on and talk about their forecast, but they're sort of saying this could be the really big one, and the 20 million figure being bandied around. Have you heard that?
I definitely heard that, and we've had quite a few calls along the same lines. And yeah, look, some of the crops, early crops that we've seen, and pitches, and been out driving around, seeing those crops, they definitely are impressive. And yeah, there is potential for it to continue to grow on us.
You're still saying at this stage that it's that 14 to 16 million tonne harvest. And that could be a record as well, because if we look back over the years, what was it, the 13-14 year, just under 16 million tonnes. So, you know, we might not get to 20 million, but it could still be a record.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's in some of those years we haven't had the whole state perform at sort of record levels. And, you know, as we see it at the moment, everybody's in a pretty good position to produce one of the biggest crops right across the state.
Well, let's just compare what we've seen around the zones then. If we reach that just under 16 million in the year 2013-2014, and some of the zones weren't performing as well as they could have, can you go through some of those figures and where we might see that extra couple of million coming from?
Yeah, so the Geraldton zone produced just over 2 million tonne that year, so they didn't have their best year. And, you know, all the reports from Geraldton so far are really good, particularly the last couple of weeks. They've got some much-needed rainfall and things up there are going very well. The Kwinana zone, I think there's very few spots across the Kwinana zone that are lacking moisture or too wet, so they're almost as good as they can be. They were 7.5 million tonne in 13-14, and, you know, they would be banking on something very similar this year. Albany had their record season that year at 3.6 million tonne, and I think, like we said, there is some parts of the Albany zone that are starting to get a little bit too wet, but, you know, predominantly still looking exceptionally good. And likewise for the Esperance zone, 13-14, we had at that stage was a record crop at 2.6 million tonne, and there's potential for that to go a little higher, I guess.
So there's definitely, we could see some improvements there on those figures in the Geraldton and the Esperance zone. Let's spend some time in the Geraldton zone, because as you said, the rain that we've seen just in the last week or so has made quite a significant difference by the sounds.
It has, yeah. Look, they were probably a bit dry early on, but yeah, they've had really good rains in the last couple of weeks, and that's really given them a boost of confidence.
And Esperance as well, you think it could go better than the 13-14 or even last year? Especially with the fires after last year as well.
Yeah, that's right. And some of the stuff in the northern part of the Esperance zone has had a really good start as well. So they're, you know, up through the lakes is looking as good as ever.
All right then, let's have a look at your preparations. Potentially a record harvest is what you're dealing with. How are those behind the scenes, the handling, the logistics? What's in motion?
The good news is that we have got a really good resources in the logistics side of things. Our rail and our road contractors have been performing exceptionally well. We've moved record tonnages in recent months, and that gives us a lot of confidence that we've got that set up ready to go. In terms of storage capacity, we've got you know, capital programs in place that we've been working on for some time, and a new capital program to help us cater with a bigger crop underway as we speak. So that should give us additional capacity and allow us to try and help cater for the extra tonne.
How much is in storage around the state at the moment?
Yeah, so we're just over 5 million tonne at the moment across the state, and that's, you know, pretty evenly spread between the zones.
And what's your plan for carryover, potential carryover for the season ahead?
Yeah, so there'll be a reasonably significant carryover as well. So hopefully, we're working on trying to bring that down as low as possible. But, you know, at the moment we could be around that 1 to 2 million tonne range in the carryover figure. And I guess that depends on whether it's 1 October or 1 November, where we draw a line in the sand and that figure.
Obviously, earlier this year, the CBH Group announced its 100 sites for the future, which is a significant rationalisation from, you know, around about basically halving it from 200 to 100 sites around the grain growing region, staggered closure over a number of years. Won't it be all hands on decks or all sights on deck this year just to cater for potentially what you'll be dealing with?
Yeah, and I think that was one of the things we were clear on with that network strategy was that, you know, if the sites were capable and we needed the capacity, we would definitely use it. So that's, you know, that's part of the planning, and we will definitely, you know, use sites that have got capacity to help us deal with, you know, large crops. And, you know, part of the building program that we're looking at, we're definitely looking at the network strategy as well to try and, you know, link it in with that to make sure we're building at the right sites down the track as well. So there's a bit of a combination of strategies there to help us with a larger crop.
And you'll be looking at additional storage this season?
Definitely, yeah. So the harvest build that we're looking at the moment is definitely additional capacity.
Great. Well, look, thank you so much for the update. We really appreciate it.
No problem.